never had it.
Hey, Tony been through a lot, man. He done kept us together.
Yes.
He done been fighting his butt off for us, man. Yes. And I want to give him a game ball.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
off the range, baby.
What a great moment there. Left tackle Donald Penn giving Tony Sperano the game ball after his first victory as the head coach of the Raiders, and the coach is back on the Silver and Black Show. You've gotten many a game ball in your career, but you said this one was the most special. Why?
Well, you know, it's just the most special, I think, because of everything that this group of people has been through and, you know, here, our team, you know, our organization, our fans. I just think that at that moment, you know, there, that was probably the most special moment that I've had. You know, when you're talking about getting a game ball and a team handing you a game ball like that. So, you know, it was really a, you know, special thing for me.
And you got it from one of your guys, your left tackle, one of your guys in the offensive line. Let's talk about the running game, because we've talked about it not working, and you keep saying we need more at-bats. Well, you got the at-bats. You had 30 carries in that game. You popped the long one for 90 yards, but you moved that Kansas City front for nearly 180 yards in that game.
Yeah, I thought the guys really did a good job. I thought the guys up front did a good job accepting the challenge this week. And, you know, we were able to get the ball downhill in this game a little bit. You know, it wasn't really perimeter runs or any of those type of things. I mean, Latavius made a nice run. You know, everything was really downhill, right at him type of runs. It was that kind of, you know, night with the weather and those type of things. And, you know, we even got, you know, Marcel involved a little bit, big back, and got him downhill a little bit there too. So it was a lot of push, some good double teams in that game, and some real good things happening up front.
Yeah, talk about Marcel Reese on the last drive, and a 17-play, 80-yard drive, and you gave it to him 8 times. 7 as a ball carrier coming right downhill, and then 1 time with a little flat route for an 8-yard pickup. So what were you thinking about going to Reese there and proceeding forward? Will he become more of a running back and not a fullback?
Well, you know, I always thought of him as that. I always thought that he can carry the ball and he can do those type of things, and if we needed to get him touches that way, that we could. You know, it's just you had other elements involved, and you don't have enough at bats, you know, as we've spoke about before. But, you know, in that ball game at one point when we lost Latavius, and I thought there was some good things happening again downhill with a bigger back, you know, I had turned around and said to you know, to Skip, our running back coach, and you know, I said, you know, this might be a good game to get him going a little bit and hand him the football.
That last drive was so impressive in so many regards. 17 plays, 80 yards to go down from 3 down to 4 up. I do want to ask you about your gutsy call. I thought the 4th and 1 with 5:05 to play, and you're on their 43-yard line. You have your timeouts left. You have a 2-minute warning.
Yeah.
What were you thinking at that point of the game to go for it on 4th down?
Well, there was a brief thought there, punting it down in there and playing safe football and seeing whether or not you could punt it down in there and stick them in, you know, in their end of the field a little bit, and maybe use the timeouts and get the ball back. But my feeling was at that point, you know, I may chew up 2.5 minutes doing that. Okay, and maybe get the ball back in the same spot that I'm in right now. I thought our defense was playing well enough that, you know, in that situation, had it not gone our way, we'd have still been able to use timeouts, get the ball back, and have an opportunity for another drive, although it might be a little bit longer in that situation. And, you know, it was really a lot of things going through your head in a short period of time, but at the end of the day, I just thought we came here to win the football game today, and there's no way that we're going to walk away from this opportunity not trying to score a touchdown right now. So let's put the pressure on them instead of, you know, keeping the pressure on ourselves, and that's what we did. And then we gave it to the real big back and let Derek Carr carry the ball for a first down.
You were 8 for 16 converting on third downs. And I want to ask you about your third down defense, because we talked about how bad it was early in the year. In this game, Kansas City, which was the third best third down converting offense in pro football coming into the game, was 2 for 14. I go back to the Cleveland game. They were 2 for 12. Right. San Diego was 4 for 15. How have you improved the third down defense 3 of the last 4 games?
I think one of the things that we've done a better job of is challenging receivers. I think our defensive backs have challenged receivers better. I think you're seeing more contested you know, balls from the offensive standpoint. You know, some bang-bang plays with, you know, our safeties back there knocking the ball out a couple different times. But I think our interior guys, Antonio and Justin and Jelly, you know, this group of people in there, you know, really provided some pressure up the middle in this game, which helped some of our edge stuff.
Now it's on to St. Louis trying to make it 2 in a row, and the Rams are 4-7. They took San Diego right down to the very end, and they've had some impressive victories in that dome. Seattle and Denver, the two Super Bowl teams, they came to San Francisco and won. What is the challenge going up against Jeff Fisher's football team on Sunday?
You know, their front is a front that is outstanding. You know, it's another good front. A lot like the team we just played, you know, and, you know, they have some really quick players. Quinn, I think, is one of the best players in our league at his position, you know, but they have several good players there on that side of the ball. And I think offensively, you know, they certainly can run the football well enough, okay, to keep you off the field and do those type of things. So, you know, we have our hands full this week on the road, but this would be a good place to get another victory out there on the road.
You got one. Try to make it 2 in a row, Coach. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
To you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I kept on saying, we don't have a punter in here. We had a place kicker in Jan Stenerud, but the team's complete now that we got Ray in there.